The future of aviation has been quietly circling the skies above Sonoma County this week in the form of four small experimental aircraft. They are competing for a $1.65 million prize to be awarded to the team that is most successful in meeting two combined challenges.
The standards are quite high. The planes must average more than 100 miles an hour while at the same time achieving more than 200 passenger miles per gallon. Many have nicknamed this the Prius of the Sky competition.
Brian Seeley heads the Santa Rosa-based CAFE Foundation. It stands for Comparative Aircraft Flight Efficiency. They're hosting the competition in partnership with NASA and Google, which has put up the prize money. Initially, Seeley says there were 14 teams that entered this Green Flight Challenge, but only four made it to the final round.
Three of the four aircraft employ electric propulsion. One of those is a hybrid. And the other two are pure, entirely electric-powered airplanes. This is really a first to travel 200 miles cross-country on pure batteries, no extension cord.
But they are required to maintain a comfortable power reserve.
The FAA has a requirement for a 30-minute energy reserve on any flight, and these airplanes are being required to fulfill that. In fact, they by rule must be tied to a tree and operated on the ground after they complete the race to prove that indeed they did have that 30-minute reserve.
To meet the dual standards for speed and fuel efficiency, Seeley says the competing aircraft are using cutting-edge advances in magnetics, skin and structural materials, computerized navigation, and especially battery technology.
The pioneers that we see competing right now are really, really trailblazing because they're using batteries that are current state of the art, and yet we see on the horizon batteries that will surpass this by 5 to 10-fold in energy capability. So these folks are really blazing a trail for future long-range flight in electric airplanes. Once we achieve the 1,000-mile range for the electric airplane, this is going to transform transportation.
Electric airplanes are themselves quite new. The first ones took flight just a couple of years ago. Yet Seeley believes they will someday be common, able to fly in and out of a network of what he calls pocket airports with short runways all across the country. The actual competition this week, one set of flights to gauge fuel efficiency on Tuesday and a second round to test speed yesterday, were closed to the public. But anyone interested can get a close-up look at the experimental planes on the ground at an open house tomorrow.
It is a wide-open, totally free exposition of these airplanes at the Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport at 5530 Windsor Road. You don't go Airport Boulevard toward the tower, but instead you take Shiloh Road to Windsor Road, south on Windsor Road, and you'll find the gate. Rosie the Trolley will transport people to the display area and a beautiful array of airplanes, including the team members who can answer questions about them.
As for the prize, the winning team will be announced and the money awarded in ceremonies at Moffett Field in Sunnyvale next Saturday, October 3rd. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.